From what age does the Isser Yichud begin? When does a person have to be concerned with the Isser of Yichud with regard to kids? So the Gemara does not explicitly address this point. The Rambam writes that the Isser starts, the Isser applies in a case where an adult would be misyached with a child, if it's a girl, man who's being misyached with a girl, if she's over the age of 3, and if it's a woman who's being misyached with a boy, if he's over the age of 9 years old. So 3 for a girl and an age of 9 for a boy. And this is brought in Shulchan Aruch, in Ebn Ezer, Chav Beis, Sif Yud Aleph. The understanding is that the Isser of Yichud is there to prevent against a Maisa Isser of Znus. So the Isser applies from the time when, if such an act were to take place, it would be halakhically defined as a Maisa Bia, with a full-fledged Isser that would entail. So that starts from a girl at the age of 3 and a boy at the age of 9. Before that, even if they would be involved in such an act, they would not halakhically be classified even as a Maisa Bia. This might be in light of something that the Gemara does discuss. So just by way of introduction, we know that the Isser Yichud does apply even if it's not just one person, one man and one woman. If it's one man and 2 women, the Isser Yichud still does apply. The understanding is that it's possible that both women will be able to be seduced. On the other hand, the Mishnah says if it's one woman and 2 men, then there is no Isser Yichud. The Mechaber paskins that one should still be machmir in such a circumstance, but the Ramah says for regular ksherim, people who are not known to be involved in acts of pritzus, so in fact, if it's 2 men and 1 woman, there's no Isser Yichud, whereas 1 man and 2 women, then there would be an Isser Yichud. But the Gemara says, let's say you have 1 man and a woman, and also a girl, who is Yodas Tam Biyah Ve'enam Moseres Atzma Labiyah. She's old enough to know what's happening if something would take place between the 2 adults, but she's not old enough that she would actually ever agree to be involved in such a activity. So then there's no Isser. That girl, since she's a youngster, she will save the 2 adults from being involved in Isser Yichud, even though if she were an adult herself, there would be an Isser Yichud. So that, and this is brought La'alacha and Shulchan Aruch as well, in the previous Sif Yud. So that being the case, we see that such a girl, let's say, post can discuss what ages are we talking about. So let's say, there's a range of opinions, but let's say starting from the age of 6 years old or so, until some post can cap it at 9, some give a little more time. So anyway, certainly in that range, there's absolutely no concern that a person would want to be involved in such an activity, and she would even save a man and a woman from having an Isser Yichud. So why should there be an Isser Yichud with her if it's just a man and a girl? So the Bach and the Beit Shmuel explain that there's really 2 concerns. One concern is for a willful, when it comes to Isser Yichud in general, for a willful participation in a Maisa Isser. And another concern is for a case of pressure, of coercion. So in a case of a man and 2 women, so we're concerned about willful participation. In the case of a man, a woman, and a girl, there's no concern for willful participation because the girl will not agree to willfully be involved. And there's no concern about coercion because there's 2 people, there's multiple people there. We're not concerned about coercion if there's multiple people involved. If it's a man and just a girl, so then there is a concern for that possible coercion. Rav Moshe Feinstein, interestingly enough, in Igros Moshe, in Ebn Ezer Dalet Samach Hei, questions this whole reasoning. He thinks that it's unreasonable to assume that there would be a concern for coercion if it would ever be known to anybody, if it would ever be found out. So he says that the only concern is really willful participation, in which case, for Kitanos, they're never going to be interested in being involved willfully. So maybe the Isser really shouldn't apply. Maybe that was bizmanehem, that people got married much, much, much earlier. So maybe there was a chashash, but bizmanehem, maybe it shouldn't apply, and there should be no Isser with Kitanim at that age. So he doesn't give that psak as a clear psak la'alocha. He ends off saying, any rotzeh l'horos b'zeh, I don't want to give a psak either way. He's not mocheh, people are making, but he's not actually going to paskin l'kula against what's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. He says, if there's a suffix, how old she is, then you can be makel. Perhaps with other mitigating factors, one could throw that in as a kula, but generally assumed that we accept this ruling of the Shulchan Aruch. So, just to summarize, this could be very relevant in la'alach in many cases, babysitting and other circumstances. 2 ketanim, there's no concern of an Isser Yichud. 1 adult and 1 katan, so then there is a concern. A man with a girl over the age of 3 years old, that would be a concern of an Isser Yichud. a woman with a boy over the age of 9 years old, that would be considered Vesa Yichud. If there would be two children already old enough that they know what's going on, so then that would then there would no longer be a problem in terms of the Vesa Yichud. Have a great day. Anyone who's able to help.